Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another rousing edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to get into all of these scandals. People getting accused of stuff left and right, whether it's Aaron Hall, whether it's Diddy, Marcellus Wiley, Josh Giddey, like all these different cases are flying around. We're going to talk about all that stuff, including a very important conversation on the age of consent. You don't want to miss it. Spoiler alert, none of us are like, yo, that shit ain't low enough. Like, trust me, we're all with you. That shit is gross. But I don't think you guys know how gross it is, and we'll get into that detail. We'll also talk about how Trey won the big bet about Deion Sanders. Was it worth losing his black card and being called an Uncle Tom? We'll find out. Also, an update on the fantasy rankings. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where all the extra content lives. The OG podcast, the Cinephobe special edition episodes, the watch-alongs for games, for movies, all that stuff. We got it going on. You definitely don't want to lose out or miss out on any of that. Patreon.com/countthedings. Lock in. All right, let's talk about it. Niggas that talk about violence, but ain't really about that shit.
Oh yeah, can I talk my shit? I gotta talk my shit, man. I gotta talk my shit.
Got to.
Run me my money, niggas. Run me my money. Colorado. Colorado. 4-8. I told y'all niggas. I accept Cash App, Venmo, Zelle.
I'm Apple Pay right now.
Give me my money, nigga. I need my $50, nigga.
That shit's amazing.
Somebody
I've never seen a bet swing that drastically from like, oh, this nigga is about to get worked to
thank you.
This nigga won handsomely. Like
clean sleep. Clean sweep. And I was like, I'm glad it was content because Jerb talked me. I was like, look, y'all can, I told y'all before they even play Utah. I said, look, y'all can send me my money now.
This nigga Jerb said they're going to the playoffs, but then refused to bet me. I was like, I'll bet you on that one. And then nigga said, no, I'm not gonna bet that one.
Six games, brother. Thank you. I can't say.
Hey man, they really fell apart on the back half. They had a couple of fumbles.
Again, this is the thing. I don't hate them. I've given them year three that they're going to be an actual force.
He won't be there. He won't be there.
He's not going to be there year three.
But I said year three. Year one, I was like, cool. This shit is fun. He's making college football fun. But the ride that niggas was on.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell him, Trey.
Hey, these niggas was tripping.
Talk to him.
These niggas are tripping. I got caught Uncle Tom. Black people.
All that still remains. And that's the thing. Like just because you won $50 does not scrape away the scenario that just took place, my nigga. Like Deion Sanders had the first 3 weeks of the college football season lit, the most boring time in the sport. Nobody cares about the first 3 weeks of the college football season. He had niggas excited. So I give that nigga all the credit for that. And the fact that you wasn't fucking with him for no real reason, yeah, that was some Uncle Tom shit. You should have been rooting for Deion, nigga. He a real nigga. He one of the few real niggas. You know what I'm saying? No allegations against my nigga. That nigga's out here.
I went back and listened to it. I listened to the pod. And it said, listen, all it said, I said, I love Deion. I love what he doing. He making it fun. But that nigga's not winning six games. That's all I said. And listen, my mentions was on fire. Me and Jerb did the Mark Lamont Hill show on the Griot. Niggas was killing us on that.
Jerb, you got, what'd you say?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, noodle, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I mean, I basically was like, yo, like,
Jerv got some sense, bruh.
Yeah,
he got some sense. After a while.
Yes. you went on the show and you switched. That nigga did a 180.
I did a code switch.
Yo, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
You were soft shoeing. That ain't the take no more. That ain't the take.
Overseer came out with the dogs.
Yeah,
and Jer said, I think they went that way, bro.
I think Jer was tap dancing. Wow.
Yeah, my bad. I saw the light, yo.
Jerv, you broke my heart, man.
It was like two weeks and a half after we had made the bet with Trey, and the writing was kind of sort of on the wall. I think the Colorado State game happened, and then I saw the vast difference in the pause, the size, and the speed of Colorado versus little old Colorado State, and I was just like, okay, done. This isn't about to be what I thought it was, yo.
I mean, but the Pac-12 is up, and it's always been crazy. It was crazy this year, so I felt like if niggas already spotted three wins, that they were kind of maybe luck their way into one or two other ones. You know what I'm saying?
No, dog.
They lost the game they should have won.
Yep.
Which game was that? Was that the Stanford game?
I believe.
Yeah.
So.
But they won a game they shouldn't have lost, which is Arizona State.
They should have lost to Colorado State to keep it all the way 100 with everybody. if we just want to be all the way real, if we just go keep it funky with everybody and not be afraid of being called Uncle Tom.
He went Brady mode in that game, though. He really turned up and won him that game. That's why I thought the nigga had some shit with him. I mean, he still probably does. He's nice. Like, they don't have a line. And so
he's the first round draft pick next year.
Yeah, yeah. You can't.
I mean, you know, when he decides to come out. But
look, I was happy for all that shit, but I was not just. It was very nasty dick riding in Los Angeles and across the United States, bro. Like, I was seeing Colorado flags. Niggas ain't never been to Boulder. Niggas ain't never even seen a Nuggets game. It was very gross, bro. Like
Nuggets game.
You know what I mean? Like, I seen a nigga with a Colorado hoodie in New York. It was very nasty. Cause niggas, I was just like, yo, this shit ain't even old. It ain't got no tears in it. Niggas just buying merch. And this nigga, when Deion jumped to the next school, y'all gonna do the same thing? No. My thing is, and I think Deion next program don't have all the shit that he need.
No, that's listen, what happens when you fucking with a nigga, bro. Gonna rock with where
I can tell you where he's going next.
You know what I'm saying? So, niggas who like Jason, KD, Jason. Fuck with the team that KD on. Niggas who like Jason. Kyrie, fuck with the team that Kyrie on. I fuck with Jason. Deion Sanders, bro.
I fuck with Deion Sanders too. But Jason, to an extent, you got to have some type of allegiance. And I didn't expect what niggas to be jumping
from,
like that.
You coming from the nigga who is the least... Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
By the way, what happened to SC? What happened to SC?
Oh, 7-5. Terrible. We probably gonna fire Lincoln Riley. Terrible. Nigga, I told y'all after two games, I was not tapping in.
The number one overall pick was so
after two losses.
That nigga said he's so number one. He might come back for another year.
Bro, it was no point to watch after that. Listen, every time we can't. We not the Clemsons. We not the Alabamas. We not the Georgias. We cannot afford one loss. One loss, I'm giving it. Two, pack your bags. We not. We the laughing stock, bro. We just trying. We are not a powerhouse. So my thing is, after two,
UCLA, UCLA beat that ass.
That was crazy.
I'll tell you this.
That
was my nigga. My nigga Lambo leaped into the crowd and cried. That's why I knew
Don't be surprised if Deion has a good season and he gets his name attached to that job next year. I promise you that.
I think it'll trade one more then year. Then you're gonna see Van Wagon trade full of
now you're gonna see me out here. Dun, dun,
look, my nigga Trey gonna have all of a sudden have a picture from when he was like 8 with a Deion jersey on.
It's gonna be Trey with an OJ jersey on.
Yeah, I'm going deep cut. No pun. you heard that. Sleeper update, brothers. I am not looking too good, so I think we need to start coming
can
up
you
with
more specific? Can you be more specific? not looking too good is kind of broad, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think the people really grasp what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. I am in last place at 3-8, but me and Salute to Cap are tied, but it looks like Jason, you're in 10th at 4-7. Jerv is 5-6 in sixth place. Juju Gotti is tied for 5-6 too.
Damn,
Purple Rain Palm, this nigga Purple Rain Palm Tree P is 10-1.
Playing them this week though.
That nigga been kicking our ass all motherfucking year.
Oh darn, my bad. Try gotta scroll down so niggas can see you. My fault, bro.
Go for it, brother.
This right there. My fault, man. That was on me. That was no disrespect.
Wait, yeah, so Jerv, right now you are tied for the lead as far as in the group chat, right?
Yes, 100%. 100%.
So this is huge, actually, right here.
I'm playing Palm Tree P this week.
Damn,
I got a chance. So Juju got you. I don't have no faith that you're beating Palm Tree P.
About to lose
bro.
Two bets, Jerv. You're about to lose two bets.
I'm gonna lose more weeks. We'll be all right. So
I want y'all to think on what I have to do in this particular situation. You know, don't have a nigga shave no motherfucking eyebrows and no shit like that. I'm a public figure now, niggas. Don't have me out here looking crazy. I mean, hey, I wish I could.
Trey, would you, Trey, because you rocking a baldy, die? Oh, yeah, that nigga holding his trophy up. Shout out to the trophy. There you go.
Yeah. Came in.
Would you dye all of your other remaining hair? So not shave, but like your eyebrows, your mustache.
That's tough.
What about like you wear a costume?
I get a for a whole day. Okay, I'll do some costume shit. I'll wear some.
We get to pick the costume though.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk to Bob from Mark.
I'm in New York City, so it's gonna be normal.
Well, Jason, while I respect where you're going with this, under most circumstances, this costume thing would be something that would definitely be something that would hinder majority of the niggas on the pod. Are we really sure if we have Trey go around in a costume that this is really going to be something that...
They're not going to be able to tell the difference. That's what Jervis said. They won't even tell the difference.
But that's what I'm saying. We could.
No, the thing is, Jerv just got that much. Jerv just got that much confidence. in me that I can pull off anything.
Hold on. You know what I mean? Jerv, this is what we do. Y'all remember the Usher My Way video? With the nigga had like the little fucking flower around his eye and shit like that, and a hat and a fucking, you gotta dress like that, and then make that your profile pic. So it ain't about going to work looking like that. It's you gotta make that your Twitter.
And you gotta do a 60-second video for Bomb that you gotta pin to your account. It can't disappear like the last time we had somebody do something and then the video just disappeared.
You better tighten up the legal department there, Jerv.
That shit was crazy. Like that shit just disappeared off everybody's account. I was like, well, man, I don't even know what's going on here.
Yeah, that shit.
Was that me? Am I implicated?
That's
me. Hey, what man, you talking about? I posted the video.
Yeah, and then it unposted.
And then it was very quick. It was gone. The ever so popular. Oh, let me check real quick. Word, that's what that shit was like a year ago, dog. You're not searching back a year, Jack. I promise you, you're not doing that.
Yeah, you ain't gonna find
not
it.
Searching a year.
Hey, listeners, please find where Jason was capped up. man, this shit has been a crazy episode, bro. We went from, you know, emotion to jokes to money. Juju, I need my money too, bro. Y'all just put that in the chat.
Oh, shit.
Pay up.
Oh, that shit is on my TikTok right here.
Look at him. It's on his TikTok still. Look at
my TikTok right here, bro. What you talking about?
Yeah, the platform we got the least followers, and like, nobody know you over there. Like, some random
Come on,
guy.
Man. This is the most popular social media app. What you talking about?
They said I put it up on my Pinterest. What are you talking about? My MySpace.
Nigga said the post. Hey.
Shit is sick. This was definitely a fun episode though towards the end. Ain't gonna lie to you.
Yep. All right. That's gonna do it for us. Remember patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're locked in on that. For Trey, for Jerv, for Jason, I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.